Just recently, the 9th annual Three Arts Awards were presented. It's an unrestricted award presented to women artists, artists of color, and artists with disabilities working in the performing, teaching, and visual arts. In studio with me tonight is Chicago singer-songwriter Jess Godwin. Godwin just received the award, which gives artists a substantial sum of money, $25,000 to be exact, to work on new projects. It's unrestricted, so you can do anything you want with it. Godwin has been performing original music for some time now here in Chicago. She produced an album and 5 EPs. In 2014, she started the Godwin Anthology, a series of DIY videos dedicated to people in her life that she loves.
Been strong, but now I'm weak. Time taken to defeat. Tongue tied, I forgot how to speak. But I don't mind it when you're next to me. Oh, we got time. And we got good songs to sing. It's a good time to be.
That's a track called Be. Her latest project, Muses, takes conversations with friends, puts them to song. She's had her music featured on the hit show Dance Moms. She's been on stage at the Chicago Theater with Broadway star Kristen Chenoweth, but right now she is in studio with us, Jess Godwin. Thanks for being here. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Congrats on the award.
Thank you.
So talk about this. I mean, when it's unrestricted, do you feel like, I mean, because most of the grants and awards that I know are ones that are restricted, ones that are like,
yeah,
you have to, hey, you're going to win this money, but you have to make a piece of pottery or whatever it is. But I mean, talk about the world of winning awards and grants and things like that when it comes to restricted and unrestricted.
So this is the first time I've ever received a grant before. I think I didn't realize how special the unrestricted thing was until I started researching other grant opportunities. And it was amazing. When I got the phone call, I cried a lot because I wasn't expecting it. And I was incredibly grateful to receive so much money. But I immediately started thinking of all the things I had to make to show them that I was making good things for them.
This is an investment, right?
Exactly. But they, you know, they assured me Three Arts was amazing. They were like, you know, this is just to show you that we appreciate what you're doing. This is to show you, like, you know, to give you love, and this is for anything you need to use it for. Well, so, I fixed my car and I worked on some art projects and I paid up my credit card bill and I did a bunch of different
stuff,
things.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've done albums, you've done EPs,
yeah,
you've played all over. It's interesting because a lot of your music, specifically the stuff like from the anthology or even Muses, which I just mentioned, you know, it's project based.
Yeah.
It's almost like an art project. It's music that's done in a way that you're finding sort of a theme and inspirations. Talk about producing music and writing music and why you move in that direction as opposed to just writing sort of disparate songs.
You know, I think it's definitely from my theater background. I think the best kind of actor makes the scene about the other. And I also think the best kind of person in life makes it about the other. I'm just a firm believer in having a service-based life. And I find that when I focus my music and put it on about another person, it makes for better music. And it stops me from trying to like write hits, you know, because when I start to try to write hits, things go downhill.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, for you, and I'm fascinated as a singer-songwriter in Chicago. Chicago's a great place to be a musician, a tough place at the same time.
Because, oh, for sure.
If you're attempting to have a world in professional music, there are opportunities here, but a lot of musicians are going to go to the coast. They're going to go to Los Angeles, New York to find work.
For sure.
What keeps you here in Chicago, and does staying in Chicago change your sort of outlook on what kind of musician you want to be?
You know, Chicago feels like my home, and this is my community. I have a great network here. I have a lot of people that I'm surrounded by that inspire me. I mean, I just know so many wonderful theater artists and visual artists and music artists that are doing really, really great work that, you know, aren't getting recognition for it, but it doesn't stop them from doing good work. And that pushes me to continue to do good work that, that, like, I really, truly believe in, which doesn't mean that I'm signed to a label out in LA, out in New York. I'm signed to Razor and Tie as a publisher. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in talks with some people out in LA as well. But I think there's a constant balance between trying to keep the artist side of me and then also try to figure out how to make it commercial
right.
at the same time.
Do because you, I mean,
you want to, you know, you want to buy food.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Jess Godwin in studio with me, singer songwriter here in Chicago. And one of the things I've struggled when looking at your work, and I say looking on purpose because it's music, but a lot mm-hmm. of your work is video based.
Yeah.
A lot of it is projects that you have on your website, Godwin Anthology. Mm-hmm. But I'm interested in how you classify yourself. Do you consider yourself a musician or do you consider yourself an artist?
An artist, yeah. I think so. I and I've really come into being a more visual artist in the past 2 years, and it really came out of necessity. I worked with a lot of different producers, and I shot music videos with professional people, and you know, hired really great photographers, and I got to a point where I couldn't afford it anymore, and I wanted to keep making things.
Right.
So 2 years ago, I started to force myself to produce my own music, and I started Googling lighting on YouTube and trying to figure out how to light sets, and bought myself a camera.
Wow.
And then I started building these sets, these videos. Like, you know, they look very DIY because I make them in my bedroom.
But they don't. They don't look DIY.
Thank you.
I mean, for someone who said it's 2 years ago, you're Googling lighting plots and you know, learning how to use a camera. I mean, these are very, it feels like you had training, like you had schooling in it. The idea that it's almost, there's this sort of, the video element, it sort of rivals the music.
Oh, well, thank you. Going to Michael's and buying paper flowers and then trying to figure out how to make like a flower world around me is just brings me a lot of joy. And what's so great about doing this is it's helped me write better music, because I start to think about music. Like if I'm writing a song, I'm like, how can I make the song visual? So I'm thinking about that from the very beginning. And I've also like expanded my sound in different ways because I do a lot of live looping now. I need to figure out how to keep the song simple and figure out how to harmonize with a lot of my melodies. So it's also helped me write better melodies, because I start a song and say, how can I loop this? I taught at Columbia College, where I found it. You went to.
I did. Yeah, yeah.
I taught this freshman foundation course. I co-taught with Christy Bramlett, she's an amazing, amazing theater teacher. And we encouraged the freshmen, even if they were actors, we encouraged them to learn how to be directors and lighting designers and to free write. Because, you know, if you're going to be an artist, you have to be an artist in every sense of the word. And it's just going to make you
Absolutely,
better at what
right.
you do.
Is for you to have your first sort of discipline be music.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you did theater as well.
Yeah.
But, and you really do lived a life of sort of crossing over mediums and being able to express yourself in different ways and different senses.
Uh-huh.
Is there fear in that? I mean, is there fear as an artist to say, oh, I'm going to learn how to do video, but you know what? It's difficult to do video because I don't know it. And it won't match the intensity I have in the other places that I've learned and that I have experience in.
Absolutely. I mean, it's frustrating. I never liked being bad at things as a kid or as an adult. And with the anthology videos, I think that every single video that I made, because I was, you know, doing single camera takes and lighting my face and doing it all on my own, I think I cried every single time I had to make a video. But what was really cool was coming around to this concept that if you're making something, it doesn't matter if it's good or not. What matters is that you're making it, and it comes from a place of love and honesty. And if the more that I hold on to that, the less I care about whether or not I'm making something good.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is that a lot of people listening right now might say, okay, well, I need to, you know, I'm a musician, and maybe I'm at a point where I don't have someone who can produce my music, so I need to produce it myself. But I don't even know how to start in that way. I want to do my own videos I have some ideas. I just don't know where to start. And it's so intimidating to do so that I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I would encourage these people just to start. I had the show with So Far Sounds last night. I don't know if you've...
Yeah, those guys were on. They came on and we talked about that. For those listening, this is a surprise show where you sign up at the sites and then you don't know where it's going to be, and you show up and it's in a living room somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting, yeah.
I was their resident artist this past month, and they're a great team, and everyone they bring in other shows, everyone's just so cool. but I've moved on to this looping stuff with my iPad because I can't afford a band every time I play out. And I like being the lead singer and the backup singer and the other backup singer and the choir all at the same time because I'm a little narcissistic, maybe. Okay. but I had a couple young women come up to me after I performed and they were like, I don't play any instruments, but I was in an a cappella group and I just saw you do all this on your iPad with just your voice and maybe I could start doing that. I'm like, yeah, I think I would encourage people to think outside the box and think about what they're good at and how to produce around that. Because I play instruments. I play piano. I play the uke. But my music is vocal driven because that's what I do. Right. I'm a vocalist. So it was exciting to like look at young women and say, yeah, you can.
Well, you got the Three Arts Award, which is an unrestricted grant. And I guess it begs the question about artists and musicians here in Chicago, if they are supported, if there's enough places where a Jess Godwin can find a sustainable revenue source or resources to be able to produce this stuff and not just produce creative projects, but be able to live in a city like this to be able to stay and produce those projects.
I look at all of my artist friends out there on Facebook, like just grinding every day. And we all have to have lots of different little side jobs in order to do what we love. It would be wonderful. It would be amazing if there were more things like Three Arts out there. Because I know there's a lot of money in this city. And I really, truly believe that this would be a better city and a better world if more money was given to artists to make what they make, because like art makes the world better. Like, I really believe that.
Jess Godwin is an artist. Yes. And a singer-songwriter as well. You can find her work at GodwinAnthology.com. That's where you can find the Godwin Anthology. You can also find the Muses Project and also more information on how to contact. And congratulations on the Three Arts Award.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming to the studio. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.